thing, and he said, and somehow that.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
song stuck
5 minutes
in my head.
After our start time, we're ready to go. So, I call this august body to order. Is there anyone from the enormous crowd in the audience who would care to come to a microphone and make any comments, ask any questions? This would be a great time for that. Seeing none.
Maybe one.
I'm good.
No, I, yeah.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think it's worth discussing the, what I'm calling the live body issue in terms of membership here. We've had, since the last meeting, as to my knowledge, Celia Knight has resigned, or to basically, I suppose, to take on the responsibilities with the Lobster Festival Committee, which has gone through its own process recently. And David Leone has also indicated that he's not involved anymore. We do have some new bodies, if you care to introduce yourself, and we'll all do that in a minute.
Okay. I'm Leslie Gall. I live on Broadway here in Rockland.
Welcome.
Okay. Welcome aboard.
And we'll introduce ourselves, too.
Yeah, we will. We will. There are many people who were here that first summer night who aren't and haven't been here since. So all I can say is that my hope would be that if people no longer intend to participate, then the jolly decent thing to do would be to submit your resignation so that we can legitimately seek to replace you. This goes to anybody here too. If you're suddenly overwhelmed by reasons not to be part of this body, that's fine. We understand. Life is busy. But if you don't want the space that you've been appointed to by city council, don't just sit at home and do nothing about it. Simple statement that you're going to resign would be much appreciated, so we know where folks are and we know where they're not, principally, because it's important that we do this as a group together and we do this politely toward each other. And I know there are many people who may have great best of intentions of having joined us, but I can think of three or four people right now that we haven't really seen and haven't communicated, to best of my knowledge, with any, with the chairman, with the vice chairman, with the secretary, or with anybody else. So quite simply.
I will speak up for a couple of people who aren't here.
Good.
Casey O'Hara would like to be on the committee. He's
having
a hard time with child care.
Okay, that I understand. That I really understand.
David Troop was at the first couple of meetings when we had them on Wednesdays. He had said Thursdays till fall were going to be hard for him. So he's planning on coming again.
Okay.
Two of the others that we haven't heard, or the one other that we really haven't heard from at all, is Richard Whitman, who is a member of the Harbor Management Committee, and he's a local fisherman. I'm hopeful that once the season slows down for him, he'll be here. And then, just to carry on, there are three more people who have their names into the mayor that will be on the next Monday night's agenda setting, and then on the agenda itself a week from that, the two gentlemen who are already here, Ken Pride and Matt Andra, and another woman who I don't know, I think her name is Sarah Bone. Mm-hmm. And she's asked to be on the committee, too. And I think all three of them we plan on appointing.
Good.
And then in our discussions with the mayor, it's appropriate for us to stop taking any new members after that because we really do have work to do, and having people work through the whole process is part of why we're here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. So I understand issues like working still and child care. We're all very understanding of that. But quite simply, another option open to people that can't be here tonight is to say so.
Yeah. Send an announcement.
Send in what we call apologies. Unable to be here this evening, do apologize, but at least we know who you are and where you are and that you're in touch. That's just common committee courtesy, that would be tremendous. And what it really does is it lets us all know who's really involved with us, other than just people just fading away quietly, which I understand the need to do that sometimes, did it myself. But it's nice to communicate. So if you can't be here for a particular meeting, it'd be really neat to say, I can't be here for a particular meeting. And if you want to resign, it'd be really neat to say, I need to resign. And that would help us all know where we are. Oh, there you go. Other side of the glasses. There's always two sides to these things. Okay. We have many minutes to approve. We weren't of enough strength to even approve them last time. Have we had a chance to read the minutes of the past meetings? I don't think we have minutes from last month's meeting.
No.
No. So does anybody have any comments to make? Do we want to review them all at once? Do we want to take them one at a time? What's your pleasure, as they say?
I just have a question, having not been at the 7:25 meeting.
Yeah.
I guess, can I just abstain from that?
Totally.
Sure.
On that. Totally. So
you're asking that they both be voted on separately, in
effect. I think that makes sense.
There you go.
From my
there you go. So the July 25th minutes, does anybody have any comments, corrections, clarifications that they want to put forward? Okay, does anybody want to move that we accept these minutes? This is the test.
I move to accept the minutes as written.
Okay, anybody want to second that? This is the committee process.
Sure.
Callie, great. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor of accepting the minutes of our July 25th Harbor Management Plan Committee meeting? All in favor? Okay. All against? And the rest can be abstained for good reasons. Yeah, great. Boy, we're achieving stuff tonight. Then the next meeting that we have minutes for is September the 6th. Does anybody have any comments to make about the record here, the minutes, any observations, fixes, changes? Okay. Does anybody want to propose to move that we accept the minutes of September the 6th? Chris?
I move that the minutes be accepted as written.
Great. Anyone want to second that?
Second.
Jeff. Jeff.
John.
Fred. Mm-hmm. I knew it began with an X. I'm sorry.
John.
John. I know. The embarrassing thing is I've known you for ages. okay. Any comments? Discussions? All in favor of accepting the minutes of September the 6th? All opposed? Okay. Excellent. Okay. Not a lot of fun business, but important business, worthwhile. These are a public record.
Yes, as secretary, this is something you guys can discuss. If I take the minutes, I'm not going to put them on the website until they're approved.
That's fair.
Okay. Lag time between when a meeting happens, when the minutes are on the website, and so they'll always be a month behind, in effect.
But the recordings.
But the recordings are available.
You're
from
right.
The city's website. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
the raw incontrovertible truth is out there, moving around and waving at people.
Mr. Chair, would you like to go quickly round the table for the benefit of our new member?
Yeah,
that's coming up. So let's do that right now. I'm David Grimer. I'm the chairman of the committee. Of course, we all live right here in Rockland, so that's unnecessary. Okay.
Christos Kalidis, I'm a Rockland resident, as you just pointed out.
My name is Bella Faraci, and I'm a Rockland resident. I've lived here since 2005.
I'm Callie Black. I'm also a Rockland resident, and I happen to be here as a representative of the Comprehensive Planning Commission.
And I'm Julie Hashem. I'm the Community Development Director, and I'm here as city staff in support of your effort.
I'm Noel Musson. I'm a planning consultant working to facilitate the process.
Matt Ripley, Harbor Master.
And I'm John Jeffers, and I am here primarily as a representative from the Economic Development Advisory Committee for the city.
Super. Thank
And you are?
I'm Leslie Gall. I live on Broadway. And I'm part of the community.
Very nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
And I'm Ed Glazer, and I am a city councilor. And I'm going to – this gets back to this whole committee thing. Is one of the things we did at the last council meeting is do a total rewrite of a lot of the city's ordinances that have to do with committees. And one of the things we did was pass, as part of the ordinance, an ordinance amendment that says that no councilor sitting on a city committee can have a vote or serve as chair. So we passed that unanimously. So I am no longer a voting member of this committee. I am now an ex officio member.
Okay.
Okay. So don't look to me for votes.
Then we will not.
Okay.
You're off the hook.
I'm off the hook.
The voting hook, Ed.
Yes.
That's great. So does that
so
mean
that also changes,
that
I
changes
think.
The number of forum. Voting members.
That changes the number of voting members and therefore the number needed for a quorum.
Yeah. So could you give us the latest estimate of how many we are and who's coming?
Well, at the moment we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. As nine voting members, yes. And we are expecting that there will be three more appointed. So right now a quorum is 5. If we appoint three more, that brings the number up to 12, which means a quorum will be 7.
Good.
Right.
Excellent.
And I've tried to get a list with everybody's names. You have everybody's email addresses on the emails that I send out, but if you need a specific list with phone numbers, I've been trying to get that from the city clerk. He's been a little busy with elections and stuff, so he said I'll get it to you after the election.
That's perfect. That really sounds helpful.
Yeah.
It'd be great if we all have that list. And I understand that Stuart is a busy man
right
now. Absolutely. Good, 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 good. Disclosure of interest. Callie, can you explain to the group what you had in mind when you wanted to put this as a standing item?
Yes. I thought it would be very helpful for us to share with one another our interests in what happens in the harbor and why we are here. Especially, my thinking was we have people who own businesses on the harbor. We have people who have nonprofits and do fun things on the harbor. We have people who are in the neighborhood who enjoy the harbor. And I think it would be helpful to know what point of view people are coming from when they talk about things. Okay. Not that it means you can't vote on something or anything like that, but just, you know, I don't see any of the people who own businesses on the harbor. But, you know, when Bella talks about something, I know that part of her perception of the harbor is from her working at the apprentice shop. Whereas I don't know what you do or why you're interested, and so when you would talk, I would just say, well, he's interested, or the same with Leslie. So that was kind of my point of view with that.
Okay. Okay.
And I guess, you know, I was thinking on a nonprofit board, for example, you always have to disclose any conflict of interest, and I think we decided we weren't going to call it a conflict. We were simply going to call it an interest.
In fact, owning a business on the harbor or having an interest in the harbor is the reason that most of us are here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that we couldn't call those conflicts.
No, not at all. And I don't think you have to reveal your whole life history or, you know, anything of the sort.
Okay. Thanks very much. So if we can do that when we start to talk, that'll be perfectly okay. That'll be great. Approval of general guidelines. Something that Noel drew up for us a while ago, right? We did have it on last month's, but we didn't get to it. Do you want to talk us through that, Noel?
Sure.
Thanks. And hopefully we can get some of this housekeeping stuff out of the way a lot more quickly than we have in the past. We're getting much less worse at that, so I'm very optimistic about all of that.
So essentially, the general guidelines is just basically the... call it
process
process document that we can all agree to in terms of how meetings are going to be run attendance. And actually, I was writing a note as you were talking about attendance, whether or not you may want to add something once we get to the attendance section about committee members, just shooting an email to the chair or the vice chair about whether or not they can or can't attend. So it's something to put in your